Title: Overview on China's New Draft Measures for Data Cross-Border Transfer. Content: On October 29, 2021, the Cyberspace Administration of China, CAC, published the Security Assessment Measures of Data Cross-Border Transfer, draft for comments, the New Draft Measures, for public comments. The New Draft Measures intends to set up clear implementation rules for the general principles of data cross-border transfer set forth in the Cybersecurity Law, the Data Security Law, and the Personal Information Protection Law. Although the current draft may be subject to further revisions before finalization, the following potential impacts of the new draft measures are worthy of attention. Possibility to trigger assessment by the PRC government may impact the daily operations of many multinational companies. Article 4 of the new draft measures specifies five scenarios under which data cross-border transfer will trigger safety assessment by the central CAC or the relevant provincial branch of CAC, as applicable. 1. Cross-border transfer of personal information, PI, or important data collected or generated by the operators of critical information infrastructures. 2. Cross-border transfer of data containing important data. 3. Cross-border transfer of PI by a processor who has processed PI of 1 million or above. 4. Cumulative cross-border transfer of PI of 100,000 or above or sensitive PI of 10,000 or above. 5. Other scenarios as specified by CAC. Among the above-mentioned five triggers, for many multinational companies in the PRC, the third and the fourth ones are most relevant to their daily operations, where these multinationals might need to transfer PI of its users, customers, suppliers, and employees to their overseas headquarters or global data processing centers. For compliance purpose, these multinationals might need to start to closely audit and monitor existing, ongoing and future transfer and storage of PI from the PRC, and assess and prepare for possible application of safety assessment by the PRC authorities. Please note that the current formulation of the triggers under Article 4 still need further clarification. For example, 1. The definition of important data needs to be further specified. 2. Whether the 1 million threshold mentioned above is calculated on per-person basis or per-unit basis. And 3. When a person's PI is updated, how such updated PI is treated when calculating the 100,000 and 10,000 thresholds mentioned above. We recommend companies, not just multinational companies, but certain domestic companies as well, in industries of internet, e-commerce, retail, logistics, life science, and healthcare to carefully assess the impact of this new draft measures on their daily operations with respect to the PIs they are collecting and processing from the PRC. Preparation of the application for safety assessment requires integrated efforts within multinational companies. Article 6 of the new draft measures requires the following documents to be submitted for safety assessment by the governmental authorities. 1. Application form. 2. Risk self-assessment report of data cross-border transfer. 3. Contracts or other legally binding documents between data processors and foreign recipients, collectively, the contracts. 4. Other documents for the safety assessment as requested. Among the application documents, it is clear that the risk self-assessment report is of critical importance to the safety assessment's application. The new draft measures list several key matters that shall be included in the risk self-assessment report, including A. Legality, reasonability, necessity for data cross-border transfer, B. Details of target data to be transferred and risk assessment of such transfer to national security, public interests, and individual rights, C. Technical efforts in protecting the security of the target data, D. Post-transfer data protection and maintenance, and E. Contractual obligations of the foreign recipients. The comprehensive scope and contents of such risk self-assessment report obviously require in-depth collaboration between different departments and teams within a multinational company as well as with its outside vendors involved in processing such PI. The conclusion of such self-assessment report itself requires the applicant to have fully committed of and been dedicated to protection of any PI under the PRC laws. This might be a challenging but necessary task for